From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mateever. Panelists discuss the recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, on the second day of the Based on a True Story conference this morning in Columbia. The Missouri School of Journalism hosted the conference to discuss the intersection of documentary and journalism. Guests shared their experiences of where they were when the Michael Brown shooting happened and where they stand on the Ferguson issue. The panelists consisted of reporters from a variety of news outlets. Senior editor and columnist Goldie Taylor from Blue Nation Review says one recent challenge about Ferguson is how social media nearly allows everyone to post their own experience.
As powerful of a medium as it is only as valuable as the hands, you know, that are controlling it, that are actually posting the information and receiving and processing the tweets.
This is the fourth year the university has hosted the Based on a True Story conference. The panels will conclude tomorrow morning. The Missouri House is moving forward with a measure to limit the amount of non-economic damages that can be awarded to victims of medical malpractice. It gave initial approval yesterday to a bill to reinstate limits on how much juries can award in some types of damages, such as pain and suffering in medical malpractice cases against healthcare providers. The bill caps non-economic damages, which does not include lost wages or medical bills, at $350,000. The state previously had caps that were overturned by the state Supreme Court in 2012. Supporters say the caps are needed to make sure doctors do not leave the state because of increasing insurance costs. Opponents say limits harm individuals who are already hurt by negligent doctors or hospitals. The Missouri House or Senate will not consider any new bills to address concerns by the U.S. Justice Department over the operations of the Ferguson Police Department. That's because it's now too late to file any new legislation this year. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says a few already filed Ferguson-related bills are being worked on.
You'll see some debate on the floor and some other issues associated with the aftermath of Ferguson.
The Senate passed the first Ferguson-related bill this year, which would cap revenues cities and towns can derive from traffic fines at 10% in urban and suburban areas and 20% in rural Missouri. Committees in the Senate and the House have debated other bills to regulate police procedures and use of body cameras, but none has been passed yet. Missouri House members voted 141-7 today to send a proposal to the Senate that would waive penalties for those who agreed to pay overdue Missouri taxes. Delinquent taxpayers would need to pay their bills between July 1st and September 30th to qualify. Legislative researchers estimate the measure would bring in nearly $20 million in additional general revenues next fiscal year. But similar tax amnesty proposals have stalled in previous years in the Senate. Mary Kate Mateever, KBIA News, Columbia.